Adam Schefter joins us now. He is our NFL ESPN insider. He is courtesy of your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers. Adam, did you ever go to, what was it called, Victory Bible Camp?
Victory Bible Camp. Yeah. But Adam probably went to summer camp. Did you go to summer camp, Adam?
Sleepaway, on summer camp is a big thing on the East Coast called Sleepaway Camp. And, I grew up going to Sleepaway Camp, summer camp, whatever you want to call it. So, yes, I did do that as a youth. It was fun.
Yeah, sure. It's always, it's always fun.
Yeah. That's what I remember about
what's more fun, Sleepaway Camp or reporting on more coronavirus breakdowns? And the Atlanta Falcons now have that, four people tested positive and they've shut down there?
Initially, that's what I was told. And the league was quick to correct me because the league wants this to be, I guess, accurate and transparent. They say it's just one person. They did have a player yesterday be placed on the reserve COVID-19 list. The building is shut down today. They're working virtually. So, again, the league is saying it's one personnel member that tested positive. There was a player yesterday placed on the list, Marlon Davidson, their second-round draft pick. So that would be two people in the last 24 hours. There we go.
All right.
So as far as you know, the status of the Falcons-Vikings game is?
Well, I think it's like some of these situations we've seen, right? Like the Jets shut down Friday and played Sunday. Once they were able to do contact tracing and see that it was contained and it wasn't spread or anything like that, they went ahead and played the game. And I think that they're looking into the contact tracing now. They're seeing where this individual was, who he was exposed to. Same with Marlon Davidson. And you've got a situation where basically they're trying to figure that out right now.
Was there maybe a sigh of relief or maybe a little bit of a satisfaction among NFL people that the Titans, after going through what they went through, some of it self-inflicted, but after what they went through and not being able to practice and having their facility shut down, still went on and played a terrific football game. Was there some real satisfaction there for the NFL and on what happened Tuesday night?
Well, I don't know that they look at it as satisfaction so much as, look, they're trying to get this season played. They're trying to hold as many games as possible. Look, they're happy they got that game in. There are people that wondered whether Tennessee and Buffalo would be able to play. They got to play. It was a Tuesday, a rare Tuesday. Got in. All good. Yeah, again, issue averted for the time being, and now you're on to the next week. It's sort of like just keep advancing. Just keep moving the ball forward, and the league keeps doing that.
Yeah, and which I'm happy about. I mean, I'm really happy. They've canceled the Pro Bowl, so that gives them some flexibility, right? Mm-hmm. Come playoff time, if they need a week to finish up a couple of games that had to get pushed back, maybe later on the season stuff. So, at least they seem to have a plan in place. I know it's a fluid plan, but a plan in place. And I think that's just the way they're going to continue to deal with this, right? And I mean, it's kind of reactionary, and it has to be, does it not?
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what they're doing. They're doing it on a week-to-week basis. Bill Belichick said on the weekend, he said, with this, you're doing it day by day, hour by hour. And I think that's accurate, right? The Falcons are now shutting down. Is their game in jeopardy on Sunday? Can they overcome this? We'll find out. They're going to do the tracing and the contact, all those things. And then they make a decision from there. So it's just the way this whole year and season is going to work. Everything is day by day. Everything's questionable. Nothing's set in stone.
Here in Denver, Melvin Gordon gets a DUI, and mm-hmm. obviously, the league is going to have their punishment. I think the Broncos will probably wait for that. Yep. Elsewhere, Le'Veon Bell was released. Give me a little bit of what you know about the Melvin Gordon situation. Are the Broncos going to punish Melvin Gordon? Are they going to wait for the league? And where might Le'Veon Bell end up?
Well, I think that it's a situation where the NFL, I think, is going to take action. Now, they usually wait for the legal process to play itself out. and that could be a little bit of time here. The discipline under the current CBA is 3 games for a DUI, if he's convicted, found guilty, whatever it may be. I don't know whether that would be this season or next season, whether it would be served if he's found guilty. So there are questions there. But then Denver could decide that it doesn't like the sound of this, doesn't like what transpired. Vic Fangio yesterday was talking about how he wants to study the facts, get more information. And then the Broncos could say, you know what, Melvin, we don't like this. We're not taking you to New England. I mean, that could happen. I don't know how the Broncos will ultimately wind up handling it, but I think there are questions about it right now.
So, okay, so 3 is the minimum? Didn't Kareem Jackson get 2?
Well, again, I think what happens, and when did he get the 2? And when was his...
His DUI was like in October, or something like that, but nobody ever heard of it. And then
it was October of last year, so that was before the CBA was done.
Okay. This is the new. Okay.
And then, you know, the CBA was finalized in March.
Right?
And then not only that, but, and I would think, and I don't know this, but I'm going to guess that whether it's 3 games, now or whatever it was then, a player still had the right to appeal it and argue it. And if the evidence was such that supported what he was saying, then the suspension could be reduced.
Right. Okay. That makes perfect sense.
Oh, so 3 is the starting point.
3 is what is in the CBA. Yes.
Okay. Hey, Le'Veon Bell real quick. Any idea where now that the Jets have released him, is he viable? Does he want to play? What do you know about Le'Veon Bell? Because some people here are like, hey, get rid of Gordon and get Le'Veon Bell and bring him into Denver.
Well, one of my colleagues, Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, reported this morning, which I can corroborate, that it certainly sounds like his decision is down to 3 teams. The Dolphins, the Chiefs, and the Bills. Those would be the 3 teams that seem to be in play. I had heard the Patriots. I don't have any confirmation about them being in. Seattle's names come up, don't think they're in. Pittsburgh's come up, don't think they're in. So it does look like, Chiefs, Bills, Dolphins are 3 logical possible landing spots.
Why do you think it didn't work out for Bell in New York? Is it that Bell really suffered from taking that year off with the contract dispute, or it's all the Jets and Adam Gase's fault?
Well, there's probably, like in anything, there's probably a little bit of blame that could go around to everybody in a case like that. All I could tell you is that they paid him $28 million for 15 games, and he never had a 100-yard rushing game. Never made an impact. So something didn't work. Is that he lost some juice being out of football for a year? I don't know. Is that Adam Gase didn't know how to use him? I can tell you the people in New York are screaming about that. I mean, that seems to be the popular refrain, like, that they misused him. I don't know what's right or wrong. You know what? Here's the thing. Le'Veon Bell's going to go to a new team. He's going to go to one of these teams, and he's going to get a chance to show that he can still play and still be a weapon in an offense. And if he does, that's going to look bad for the Jets. It's not going to be a positive reflection on them. So let's see what he's got left when he signs with a new team, which he will do.
Hey, based on what I've seen of the Jets, is it too late for the whole team to opt out of the 2020 season, or are they committed to it?
Players had to a certain date to opt out.
Okay.
But, yes, but the rest of the guys, they have to go along and do what they do.
There goes that solution. All right, Adam, man, I appreciate you, buddy. Always
guys,
good having
have a great
you.
Day. Great week. Be well, stay. What game you got this weekend, Stink?
I'm in New York.
Why don't you guys hang out?
Washington. I've got Washington Giants.
Where do you stay, in Jersey City, though?
Yeah, we stay in Jersey City.
Yeah, and that's like.
That's a long ways away from Long Island.
That's like 5 miles from where you are, right?
No. It's about mileage wise, it's not an easy trip with the traffic and the bridges and the tunnels and all the. That's New York. But let me say this: in your hotel, Stink.
Uh huh.
I don't know if you're allowed to go to the restaurant in the lobby, the Oak Grill or the Heather, whatever that place is called.
Right.
That place is is really good.
We are actually, because it's not indoor seating right now, we're going to a restaurant out that's outdoors. So
no, but what I would say is like room service from that place. Oh, like, okay. I think. Oh yeah,
yeah. We will do that Saturday night for sure. And if it was a different year, I would invite you to Friday night dinner.
Thank you, I appreciate that very much.
Yeah, we would, but you know what? It is 2020.
Fox can afford it.
Oh yeah, no. Fox is fine. Fox has no problem affording Adam Schefter. Well, at least for dinner, I'm saying.
Yeah,
the contract is a different story.
Easy. Yeah. Don't want to create any.
Yeah.
According to 104.3 The Fan, Adam Schefter is negotiating with Fox Sports.
No, that's me. All right, Adam. Have a good one, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a great one. Be well.
Adam Schefter. Courtesy of your Colorado Mercedes-Benz dealers.